Once inside, I looked round with curiosity and found myself in a great raft and hall which served, apparently, a variety of uses. One end was piled to the roof with corn, like a barn. The other was stored with flour sacks, agricultural implements, casks, and all kinds of miscellaneous lumber, while from the beams overhead hung rows of hams, flitches, and bunches of dried herbs for winter use. In the centre of the floor stood some huge object, gauntly dressed in a dingy wrapping cloth and reaching halfway to the rafters. Lifting a corner of this cloth, I saw, to my surprise, a telescope of very considerable size mounted on a rude, movable platform with four small wheels. The tube was made of painted wood bound round with bands of metal rudely fashioned. The speculum, so far as I could estimate its size in the dim light, measured at least 15 inches in diameter. While I was yet examining the instrument and asking myself whether it was not the work of some self-taught optician, a bell rang sharply.
"That's for you," said my guide with a malicious grin. "Yonder's his room."
He pointed to a low black door at the opposite side of the hall. I crossed over, rapped somewhat loudly, and went in without waiting for an invitation. A huge, white-haired old man rose from a table covered with books and papers and confronted me sternly.